Welcome to the February edition of the Mike Moore Show. February 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And the Mike Moore Show is brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron. And we thank them. And you, Mike, for getting that lined up. Nice to know that we're not just here aimlessly talking about baloney for an hour. We've actually got the fine folks at Montgomery Agency behind us. So now we really have to make sure we're putting a quality product out because somebody has their name behind it.
Right. It's a lot of pressure now. I feel like a lot of more pressure on us to perform well
and
during the show.
And there should be. There should be. You're an award-winning prosecutor. I'm an award-winning news director. And now we've got financial backing to us. So
yeah.
And the list of demands hasn't really increased. You keep talking to me about these demands, and I was going to get you a bottle of water because you complained about that last time. You didn't have any water.
I know, but now that we have a sponsor, you think you guys could spring for a bottle of water. You know, you can get it for like 70 cents down at Walmart or something.
Well, we'll look into that for next month.
I appreciate that. And yeah, thanks to Montgomery Agency for doing that. And they got a lot of good people out there. I'm probably one of their best customers. You know, since I've lived in town, I think I'm in my fourth house. I bought a couple different lots and then sold them. You know, so I buy, sell, you know, and so they've made a lot of commissions off of Mike Moore.
So. Well, good. We welcome the Montgomery Agency as a sponsor here of the Mike Moore Show. And again, just kind of another a potpourri show, if you will. We're going to kind of be all over the place. Last month, we talked a little bit about domestic violence. We're going to continue in that vein because it really is kind of the buzzword, I guess, here in the last year or so in the realm of law enforcement and the legal system. Speaking of law enforcement, yesterday on Friday, as a reserve officer in training with the city of Huron, the second of 2 days of domestic violence training took place at the police department. That's a requirement that every law enforcement officer, police officer in the state is required to go through 4 hours of domestic violence training to learn the latest. And it was really interesting because we got a good view. Your deputy, Kimberly Zacherson, was with Officer Sarah Bowen putting this on 2 days because obviously you have to try to cycle everybody in the police department through. Yep. She cited that a case in Clark County that took place last year was recently, last month, I believe, came to a conclusion with a prison sentence for the defendant, and I don't have that information off the top of my head right now, but Kimberly was noting how valuable that case was to law enforcement because of the types of evidence, and they used samples of the evidence there to show law enforcement officers, us, I use us loosely, at least as far as me as a reserve officer, but the other police officers, you know, what to look for and what's important for you as a prosecutor to help in prosecuting the case.
Right, absolutely. That's the most, probably the most important thing that we're looking for because of the dynamics of domestic violence. We know what's going on. But it's really important that law enforcement officers are trained, they understand the dynamics, they know what to look for, they know what questions to ask, they know what to take pictures of, they know what to take as evidence. They know that they need to interview the neighbors, the kids, you know, get all the information they can at that moment when they're called to the scene, because that helps us hold the offender accountable. And overwhelmingly so, it keeps that victim safe, and that's what we're really out there for, because the better job that we do as law enforcement, prosecutors, advocates, the safer the victims are, and that's really a good thing that we're working on.
So that was a very interesting process to, you know, to go through and get, and even from my standpoint as a reporter first and a reserve officer second, it almost helped me as a reporter kind of going, you know, okay, so these are the things that they're looking for. Maybe I can ask a better question. It not necessarily means that question's going to get answered because obviously, as we always state, anytime we talk about an active case, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize the case. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize the case because then that jeopardizes my relationship, you know, with you. So there's a balance involved there. But I see it, for me personally anyways, kind of working in a dual capacity, but it was very interesting seeing that process laid right. out. So as we get later into the show, we will talk a little more about domestic assault and domestic abuse. You recently appeared on South Dakota Public Broadcasting's program, Focus, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Yep. And we'll also talk domestic violence again, getting into the professional sports world, this time in NASCAR of all right. places. And again, we'll go all through that here as we go throughout the program. I will also talk, we are still well into legislative session, and Mike, a number of legal related well, obviously they're all legal related, they're all laws that they're passing, but I mean, you've got laws and then you've got laws that are more specific to the criminal justice
side laws and what we do, sure.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get later into the program as well. Again, you are listening to the Mike Moore Show, the February 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
The Mike Moore Show is brought to you by Montgomery Agency, and we're back with more after this.